spending time with your kids, very fulfilling and important. Mm-hmm. Your hashtag blessed. You've gotten
or cats in my case. Or cats. They're so neglected. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Kids and cats. Yeah.
And you maybe have had more time lately to be around your loving family. Could get a little repetitive. Science has asked parents what activities they enjoy doing with their kids the most. Maybe you could use some of these ideas to spice up, you know, after nearly 52 weeks of being locked with your kids. Mm-hmm. But a lot of this stuff is probably things you're already doing because they seem pretty common, like going for walks, going to the park, reading, coloring, drawing, going to the beach, baking or cooking, having a picnic, feeding the ducks, playing hide and seek, which is the worst. I hate hide and seek. Oh, God. Unless I'm the one that gets to hide, and then I can hide under blankets or something, and
I'll take
hide
a nap.
In, hide in my wife's closet.
Yeah, there you
under
go.
Under all her like clothes and shoes, and hopefully they won't find me. And then going to the zoo rounds out the top 10. Now, here's an idea. I've talked about this before because I'm such a great parent. My oldest daughter, who's 12, as the pandemic went on, she has gained an appreciation for horror movies. And so we have bonded over horror movies and The Walking Dead.
Nice.
So that's not
really
on this list.
On your heartstrings. Yeah,
it's not on this list for some reason.
Shocking. Introduce your child to horror films. Yeah.
The Conjuring, not on here. Surprising. Yeah.
What gives?
Bashing zombies in the head with baseball bats. Not on here. So weird. But whatever, you know. Do what works for you. Go ahead and...
Exactly.
Yeah. Play hide and seek. Whatever. Oh, you want to color and draw with your kids? How cute. Whatever. Yeah. We're searching for the next on-demand horror movie. It's fine. Cool. Got really exciting that The Conjuring 3 is going to be on HBO Max.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. She'll be fine.